Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Tamara Shopson still sometimes takes a shift as a short order cook in the family restaurant Shopson's, the longtime West Village institution now relocated to the Essex Market on the Lower East Side. But mostly, she's a graphic designer and illustrator whose work appears in the New York Times and other publications. And now Tamara Shopson has written a book, an account of a tumultuous year in her life called Mumbai, New York, Scranton. It includes her own illustrations. It's wonderfully visual as well as textual. And the work of her husband is included too, her husband and travel companion, I should say, photographer Jason Fulford. They are both here in our studio. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi.
And Tamara, just to start out, for people who know Shopson's, the restaurant with hundreds of unique or unusual dishes, sometimes with famous names to match, like Slutty Pancakes and My Sister's Blisters. Did growing up in that creative foodie environment shape your artistic sensibilities?
Yeah, I mean, I think just having parents who were as in touch with themselves as my parents are probably helped with that as much as the environment. But being around, like, the cream of the crop of New York, the customers were sort of, like filtered by my dad. So it was, it was an amazing place to grow up. And it really affected me, I'm sure.
So we can talk about why the book might be called Mumbai, New York. It could be called Mumbai, New York, Presbyterian Hospital, Scranton. But let's start where the book starts, and that is in India. Your first sentence is, the plan was, if I didn't see him, don't leave the airport. That was it. That was the whole plan. So right away, I think you're tapping into people's, you know, eternal travel anxiety. And it refers to Jason. Is he the him?
Yeah. So Jason had flown there from Korea, and I was just the whole flight terrified. Like, what if I don't? We had this plan of just meet at the airport, and that was it. And then when I got there, it was like I saw him within 30 seconds of leaving the airport leaving the tarmac, and it was
easy.
Yeah, it was like I felt ridiculous for how I felt on the plane.
One bit of anxiety relief, though, that won't stop other people from feeling anxious. And the trip seems to bypass the typical tourist hotspots in favor of offbeat museums, factories, even a school talent show in places like Mumbai, Kochi, Udi, Mysore, Chennai. And the India you find is such an amalgam of ancient and modern. Jason, there are oxen carrying goods, but all photography is digital. What does that contrast say?
Yeah, well, a lot of our favorite things in India, I have to say it's kind of a guilty pleasure, I think. It's almost like going back in time. A lot of the things we appreciate there are the things that are really old. You know, there are guys on the sidewalks with typewriters outside the post office, and you can come and dictate your letter to them and they'll type it and then you can send it off at the post office. We love hand-painted signs. A lot of the billboards I saw on my first trip to India in 2000, billboards were all hand-painted, and those are all sort of disappearing. So in some ways, what the things we wanted to see there were some of these things that are disappearing.
And throughout the book, Tamara, you seem to be observing and not judging, maybe is a way to put it. You describe a rickshaw ride as being like an old silent movie, which is so evocative. Does that come from being an illustrator? You're constantly watching for the visual stories?
Yeah, I think so. In writing the book, I think it is really similar to the style in which I illustrate, which is sort of get the idea across and be sort of sparse and let the person looking at the illustration sort of figure out some stuff for themselves.
Now, you talk about how different your upbringings were. You were raised in a one-bedroom apartment with four brothers and a twin sister, Tamara, with a father known for banning customers from his restaurant, while charm school actually figured into Jason's southern childhood. So how did you end up with such apparently complimentary aesthetic senses? Jason?
It's really a mystery. I mean, we think in really different ways. In some ways, Tamara likes puzzles and likes to solve problems, and I like more ambiguity or abstraction. We have a lot of things like that that are very different, but I don't know how they meet in the middle. I think our courtship was about 6 months of long walks through New York City that would often end up at the Donnell Library watching 60mm films in their basement.
Huh.
And we had both been going there for years, never seen each other there. So there were these funny ways where our lives intersected.
So traveling in India often involves sickness for foreign travelers, and you suffered migraines and what seemed like typical gastroenteritis, but it doesn't go away when you return to your home in Scranton and eventually you find out that there is something really wrong. So very briefly, what happened?
Difficult question. Very briefly is I was positive I had food poisoning. Jason had been to India and also had gotten sick there a long time ago, so that was just par for the course. But actually, I had a brain tumor, the symptoms that I was manifesting were everything sort of seemed all over the map. But as soon as that happened, they all made sense. They were all connected,
There was a moment in our house in Scranton where I came up to Tamara and said, "You've been acting really, really weird for a while. Is this physical or is this mental?" You know, and we went through a sort of a checklist of all the mental things that it could have been, and it wasn't any of them. And the conclusion was, this is physical. So at that point, we really started to aggressively figure out what was this problem.
And the brain tumor didn't have anything to do with the fact that you were in India.
No, but the fact that India smelled terrible to me, and I couldn't walk on the streets, had to do with the other.
And I guess in a way where it fits together is, like, if you think of sickness the way Susan Sontag described it, as the kingdom of the ill, and you don't know if you're going to be given a return ticket to the kingdom of the well. Did you experience like a foreign country?
No. I just owned it. It's like, I guess you don't know what's going to happen when you come to that precipice, but I have no idea why, but I was totally fine with it. It was not a foreign world. I was like, let's go. And I had a weirdly great time. As soon as I figured it out, I was surrounded by people I loved. And I was like, whatever happens, I'm not going to have headaches at the end of this. So I'm doing good.
And you're better?
I'm better, yeah.
Jason, how did this all come together as a book, conceptually?
I think Tamara was writing all of this stuff down kind of to see if her brain was still working, you know, if she could remember things. And I think she was just compelled to get it down onto paper. And it wasn't – she didn't sit down and say, I'm writing a book. She was doing it for herself, like, this is going to go under the bed. And I think as she got into it, she realized there were funny bits and there were things that were entertaining and there was an interesting arc to the story. And she started to think, oh, maybe somebody else would be interested in reading this.
By the way, your book jacket says you're sometimes still a cook besides your mischievous father at the legendary Manhattan restaurant, unquote. Was it mischievous to put in the word mischievous?
I don't know, but my dad certainly is mischievous, so I'm not going to...
What makes him mischievous for people who don't know?
He doesn't really have any boundaries or filter. He'll just kind of do something, and he's a funny, fun guy. So if he's feeling like, you know, pushing your buttons, he will.
Oh, and everybody's nodding out there in Radio Land now and saying, oh, yeah, I got somebody like that in my family.
And he knows where all of your buttons are.
Do you have any specialty dishes or favorites to cook?
Well, I love cooking eggs. It doesn't get old.
Eggs?
It's like, yeah, I mean, and there's so many crazy pancakes. S'mores pancakes are really fun.
S'mores.
Because you make these little pancake sandwiches that it's like chocolate chip with graham, and then you put marshmallow in the middle, and you have to let it wait so the marshmallow gets, like, melty, and he's going to kill me because...
You're giving it away?
Well, no, just people are going to order s'mores pancakes.
Oh, everyone's always so intense about food, you know. People are vegans or locavores or Neanderthal meat-eater carbivoiders or they mainline olive oil. It sounds like you came out of a restaurant childhood not like that.
No, I'm not a foodie. It's funny. I mean, I love food and I like you know, I love watching people cook, and but I'm not.
The book by Tamara Shopson and Jason Fulford. I guess, Tamara, you're technically the author, and his photographs are also in it. It's called Mumbai, New York, Scranton. And Tamara will be at the Strand on Monday, April 15th at 7 o'clock in conversation with John Hodgman, no less. We have a link on our website. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.